Greetings, this is James Gillen, I'm your host, and normally we would be broadcasting on the BBS News Network, or the radio network, and we haven't been able to work with them for quite some time because they were in Paradise, and the fires there pretty much took out the studio, so BBS Radio was taken out, and they're in the process of getting back online. I think they've got Station 2 up, and it looks like they probably won't have Station 1 up. They may before Saturday's show, so we're pre-recording on Fridays. And you know, we can't take calls or things of that nature until that gets up. So, you know, whatever you can do to send them some love and light and put them in your prayers, and they have a donation page to help get their studio back up and get their life back in order, be sure and check out BBS Radio and send them our love. But anyway, so we're going to start off with East SETI news and a lot of stuff going on. And this next, through the end of this month and through December, it's going to get crazy out there. So December 5th, we've got Huber, who is a special investigator that was set up to do, it's kind of like a special counsel to check into all the wrongdoings by the Clinton Foundation and misconduct by the FBI, the IRS infractions, and potential improprieties, and that's going to be happening on December 5th. So Huber's going to testify, and be ready for that bombshell. It's going to be quite interesting. So I think it's going to make the IG report look like a mouse, you know, compared to what this one's going to be. But anyway, hopefully the missing emails, the bleach servers, smashed Blackberries under subpoena, and the Benghazi arm deal gone bad might pop up in the testimony. So stay tuned to the December 5th testimony of Huber. That's going to be interesting. Tom Fulton with Judicial Watch just released a new batch of Hillary's hidden emails with at least 10 top secret classified messages concerning sensitive foreign affairs. And again, you know, these emails were on a private server in her bathroom. So meanwhile, the left goes after Ivanka Trump for using her phone, you know, off the government network, accusing her of doing the same thing as Hillary did, even though any government activity is on record and archived. So that's not going to stick. It's beyond ridiculous. And she did not have a secret server in her bathroom. She did not bleach servers, destroy Blackberries, and hide literally thousands of subpoenaed emails. And so that's like apples and oranges. You can't even compare the two. You know, she did, however, expose her yoga teacher, her dog groomer, and take out restaurants to serious harm. That was a joke. So anyway, that's about it. I mean, you can't compare, you know, her personal everyday life, you know, on her phone to what the Clintons did. That's just a no-brainer. But they'd like to make you think they're the same, you know. But anyway, and speaking about fake news and science, they're promoting GMOs, vaccines, and fluoride. Fluoride is extremely toxic. It actually pits the bones and the teeth. It calcifies your pineal gland, and it dumbs you down and cuts you off from your spiritual connection. But the fake news pundits are all saying this is all good for you. And these frankenfoods they're putting out now are having serious effects, especially on your DNA and you know, on every aspect of your health. And so that needs to be looked at it. So dietitians on the fake news are now saying, forget about organic. There's no discernible differences. And if you think that's true, check out, you know, the YouTube doco, Genetic Roulette. There's quite a few. Look up. There's a lot of ones about vaccines and everything, you know. So do your own research on that. In the news also is, according to the CDC, a rare polio-like disease is back. Now, I wonder if this is tied into the vaccines in India, where 12 to 25 cases of polio rocketed to 45,000 shortly after the vaccines, you know. So anyway, maybe we can learn from India and the foundations over there that were paying for these vaccines. And let's not do this in America. You know, we need to pay attention to this, because you might want to skip that polio vaccination. Didn't work well for India. Also, too, it looks like the global reset and the return to the gold standard is well underway. The quantum computers are rebooted after major virus attacks. The perpetrators of these shutdowns have been dealt with, and the reevaluation redemption seems to be back on track. So look out for this Tuesday. It's kind of a joke here. We always say Tuesday. They've been saying Tuesday for quite a few years, but I really do, from all my resources, it does seem like this is finally coming together. So stay tuned with that one. Now, according to the Prophecy Club, there's something like 63,233,000 U.S. leaders will be arrested December 5th. And I would say we will see. These indictments are real, but not sure when and how they'll be unsealed and enforced. And, you know, I don't know how you would do 63,000 at a time. You know, that would overwhelm. I'm sure they have the infrastructure for it, but we'll see. You know, that's where a lot of the money went to the military, to create an infrastructure to carry out these enforce these indictments. But I would imagine there's going to be lots, you know, at a time that they'll be doing. And also in the news, Petalwood, otherwise known as Hollywood, these icons are going to be revealed. Major icons with star power are going to have their facade and masks removed before the end of the year. And so there's people are going to be shocked when the satanic child sacrificing pedophile network is exposed, and the depth of which it is tied to Hollywood. Religious and political institutions are all replete with these organizations, and this is all going to be exposed here, I would probably say, through December on. And some of the very people they hold as icons and resistance pioneers against tyranny will be revealed to be the manipulating tyrants they are marching and protesting against. So, you know, a lot of these people that are coming on board and attacking, you know, the white hats and you know, the cleaning up the, you know, getting out the deep state out of there and all the other stuff. You know, a lot of these movie stars are screaming about this and trying to take down Trump. Well, because Trump's instrumental in putting an end to these pedophile networks. And that's why they're screaming. The ones screaming the loudest are the ones most guilty. So keep an eye on that. You know, it's, you know, watch the ones pointing fingers and making false accusations and screaming the loudest. Those are the ones with the most to lose. And so you're going to see some very top people that you all thought were icons are going to turn out to be either, you know, willing participants in this or complicitory in it, because they didn't, you know, want to talk about or expose it because it would ruin their career. You know, but this is all going to come out here. Now, finally, the Russian probe is coming to a close without investigating the true Russian collusion by the left with Uranium One, where 20% of our uranium was sold to Russia and other countries, which are definitely not allies. Mueller was actually the mule. He carried the samples to Russia to close the deal. And I think you'll tie this into LaVoy Finnegan death and all the other stuff when this all comes out. But anyway, the false Russian dossier paid for by the Clintons was also used as the foundation for the Trump witch hunt, which is also overlooked as Russian collusion. So the real collusion really is on the left side or the Democratic side. So we need to take a look at that. Anyway, so, it's like, they're telling you, look at the ant in the corner, but don't look at all the donkey crap and the donkeys in the room. You know, don't look over there. Just keep your eye on this little ant over here. And that's basically what they're doing, you know, with the lamestream media. And last but not least, we need to talk about the caravan. Now, I want to state that I love Mexicans and Latinos. I spend a lot of time in Mexico. And unfortunately, they're being used as a tool by the left and Soros foundations to force their open borders programs and take down America. Now, it's sad that they're putting women and children in harm's way, and they're funding, organizing, and launching hazardous journeys based on false promises of American citizenship. And they also school people within the caravan as to what to say, claiming asylum, you know, as they force the border. And once on the other side of the border, they'll be detained, and a court table be set, you know, then released. Well, majority never appear in court, you know, so now we've got that, you know, we just quadrupled the illegal alien problem that we have. So anyway, that's the proclamation by POTUS. Anyone coming in illegally will not be granted asylum. And so, and now the judges are overturning that and saying he can't do this. But if he takes it to the Supreme Court, he'll, you know, his job is to protect the borders, period. End of story. You know, he'll win in the Supreme Court. So anyway, now after thousands have appeared in Tijuana, it's sounding like Trump supporters chanting Trump was right. It is an invasion. You know, this is aggressive and disorderly and taxing their infrastructure to the point of collapse. You know, the Mexican police are overwhelmed, and rioting against the caravan is now ongoing in Tijuana. So I think it's kind of funny how there's a total reversal here of illegal immigrants coming to the USA, and now they're coming into Mexico, and Mexico's having to deal with this and you know, getting a real dose of karma, you might say. But anyway, I think they're all realizing that, you know, you know, they're making it very clear those seeking asylum by law need to apply at the first border crossing, and Mexico has granted them stay and jobs and et cetera. So, you know, the big deal is just to push the U.S. borders and test the security. And, you know, it was set up to embarrass Trump, and it's actually, you know, been a boon in his cap, actually, in the way he's dealt with it. So, despite the lamestream media. And, you know, again, I do believe that there's going to come a time when we are going to be unified, and there'll be one people, one planet, and the cultures will be recognized, and the religions and things like that. But they're going to go through a major, especially the religions, will go through a major transition and getting back to the original teachings, because they have been very distorted. But again, you know, I do believe the cultures need to be maintained, and flooding countries with people from other cultures are destroying cultures and the diversity that needs to be maintained. But there are universal principles and laws upon which we all can agree, and that's where we need to go, is to get these universal laws and principles, you know, on the books. And I don't know if the United Nations can clean itself up and be a part of this and make this happen, but basically, we can't do a one world government, because the global elite want to take over that role right now. So we need to establish another process or another way of doing it. I'm sure there's a million ideas out there, but again, each country, each culture, each religion can adapt universal law. And what is universal law? It's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everyone. And, you know, it's, you know, taking care of your environment too as well. So as long as we adapt universal law and we're all on the same page, I think then we can be a borderless society. But right now we're not there yet. You know, we need to become the example of living under universal law, and then support other countries that want to go in the same direction. So this is a ways out. You just can't crash the borders and drop the borders and you know, flood countries. I mean, it didn't work out too well for Sweden, you know, or any of these other countries, or Germany or anything. You know, it's become a huge mess. Even England's having serious problems with that. So that was the global elites program, to take down the borders and collapse the system and then come in and take over. You know, it's problem, reaction, solution is what they do. They create a problem, everybody reacts to it, and they act like they're the solution, but they were the ones that created the problem in the very beginning. I think it's called the Hegelian dialect or whatever. But there's one other thing, too, I wanted to talk about, too. So, and this is to all the NPCs who have been brainwashed by the fake news. You know, follow the money. Find out who is financing all the race, gender, and anti-America organizations. You know, all these programs, basically, they're actually they're actually creating more problems between the races. They have nothing to do with universal peace or brother sister love. They're all about separation, war, and division. And so when you find out, you follow the money and find out who's financing all this, you're going to find out you're working for the very beast you admonish. So if you're against Nazi fascism, you know, then why do you work for them? You know, you've become the very thing that you're against. And again, you know, a good example is Antifa. You know, basically, you know, they make all these statements out there and then you ask them to back it up with fact or truth or something, and you can't have a conversation on that level because most of it is not factual. And, you know, so anyway, and the lefts are sponsoring these things and sponsoring all the civil disability and everything, disobedience. I mean, it is a disability, I guess, but the civil disobedience, it's, you know, the people that are sponsoring all this are the very people that, you know, you're fighting against. So the problem is you just haven't done the research. You haven't really looked into what you're doing, and you've been led astray and led down a path, and hopefully you'll figure it out. I found it very humorous when Antifa was actually over at a lot of the Soros buildings and foundations, and they were actually demonstrating against Soros for not paying them, you know, and for not paying the money they promised to go out and create these demonstrations and riots and whatever else they're doing. So anyway, you know, fascism at its best, you know, try to have a conversation with them. You know, you know, they say F you or call you a Nazi or call you, and you go, well, no, wait, I just want to sit down, have a simple conversation with you, and tell me on what foundation these statements you're making. I want to see where you got your facts from, where you got your information from. And most likely it is coming from the corporate sponsored fake news or the lamestream media, which are sponsored by the global elite and which are the very people that you are fighting against, supposedly. But you're actually being used as a tool for these very same organizations. So time to wake up, smell the coffee, you know, figure out what's really going on. And, you know, are we going to continue to be sheep, you know, or are we going to get off the plantation? You know, are we going to figure out, you know, who's who and what and the real history of what's been happening? So anyway, go back to, you know, do your own research. And, you know, a good example, I said, you know, Antifa is another one. Look at the Democrats. You know, the Democrats were the Confederates. They started out as the Confederates. They voted against freeing the slaves. They voted against equal rights. They voted against women's right to vote. There's more people have been jailed by Democratic presidents than any other, Clinton and Obama. There's more, you know, blacks and Mexicans or whoever. Well, Mexican. You know, there's Latinos that have been jailed, you know, than any other presidents. And so, you know, and then you look at the prison reform is actually, where's that coming from? So anyway, the Republicans are doing prison reform. They put more people to work than any. All the races are getting back to work. They're creating jobs. The economy's doing great. And unfortunately, Democrats have a long history of doing the very opposite of what they say they're doing. So anyway, look at the history. You know, Lincoln was a Republican. You know, all the civil rights movements and things like that came, almost all of them, the freedom came through the Republican Party. And so when you're a Democrat and you're saying you're anti-Nazi, you know, look at Clinton's relationship, Hillary Clinton. You know, this guy, I think it was Robert Byrd, head of the KKK, was one of her most important advisors, and she looked up to him, you know, more than anybody else. So basically the program is keep them stupid, keep them poor, and keep them controlled. And they've been doing that for a long time. And, you know, my heart goes out to a lot of the African American or a lot of the other people, even the Latinos, everybody, they're coming out and seeing through this and stepping forward and saying, hey, wait a second, look, let's look behind the curtain here. Let's do the research. Let's look at the history and see who's really been working in our highest and best good, you know. So So again, you know, when you become enlightened, you move beyond all of this. You know, there is no right wing. There is no left wing. There's only truth, basically. And there's only service to humanity. And that's when we need to look at this. You know, you transcend all race, all religious programs, and then you go into unity consciousness, and then you see the creator in all creation, basically. So anyway, you know, I'm playing around in the duality game here, just to lift as many people out of that duality game and let people see that, you know, you're in a world of opposites and nothing is how you see it. So I think everybody needs to take a chill pill, you know, take a break, get out in nature, go for a walk, go sit by a river for a little while, and just, you know, have a brutally honest talk with yourself. And ask yourself the basic, you know, am I creating heaven on earth? You know, where did I get my information from? Is it based in fact? And who created my belief system? You know, where did my conditioning come from? And we need to ask all these questions and do the research, and most will be shocked. Because a lot of the icons that you look up to that think you are your leaders are actually the extreme opposite. And so the masks are going to come down, and this is all going to be exposed in the days to come, and this can't be stopped. You know, it's a major, major, it's just a part of Earth's evolution, you might say, into a highly energized place in space. We're getting bombarded by all the different frequencies. The electromagnetic light spectrum is off the scale right now. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. There's an extreme increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. The sun is being affected by this. The bioelectric fields around the human body are all being activated. And we're on a crash course, and we're going to have to release the past and release all the wounds and traumas and wrong, you know, conclusions from past experiences. So anyway, that's where it's at right now. So again, I would say, you know, to all the activists out there and everything else, before you become active and before you go on your marches and make your signs and everything else, make sure they're factual. You know, make sure that what you're saying has some foundation. You know, a good indicator, you know, was what happened with, you know, with the Supreme Court justice, you know, that whole program. That was just unbelievable. I mean, watching that was just, it was very sad, you know, to watch people spewing out so much hate, you know, in the Kavanaugh appointment there, that so much hate and so much negativity. You know, I'm not saying the guy is a saint, but he definitely wasn't involved in all the accusations, and the people making those accusations are all probably ended up going to jail, and whatever money they're making from that is probably going to be taken away from them. So that's just karma. You know, it's already happening as we speak. And their lawyer, you know, who is a woman's right advocate, is now in jail for abusing his girlfriend, allegedly, you know. So basically, you know, that's what I'm saying. You're in a world of opposites. When you see these guys ranting and raving on getting everybody worked up into a frenzy, most likely what they're saying is exactly the opposite, you know, of who they are and what they're guilty of. So anyway, just keep an eye on that. You know, watch how this all unfolds. So again, research, 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 you know. It's like, do the research. And if you start finding out some things just aren't true that you have based your belief system on, you might want to realize that maybe if a few of these things are untrue, then maybe a good portion of it is untrue. And you might have to sit down and reevaluate. I watched this one thing. I mean, I've been keeping up on all the crazy things, and I watched this guy on YouTube, and, you know, I don't condone violence. It's like, but this guy, his name's Tiny, you know, and he's a very big man. And I think he's of Samoan descent, and, you know, anybody knows about Samoan people, you don't want to mess with them. They're usually very big and very solid, and It's just not a good idea. But anyway, you know, he was anti, he was the same thing. He was anti everything, anti, you know, all the Trump and the white hats and everything. You know, he was talking about how he just couldn't wait to beat him, you know, and everywhere he could get in their face, he was, and everything else. And then he had this huge awakening, and all of a sudden he realized everything he was told was a lie, and that they weren't the enemy, and actually they're working on his behalf. And he had this big epiphany and this big awakening, and now he's, you know, done a complete reversal. And I think that's going to happen for a lot of people. But I think it's interesting when you know there's an old saying, you know when you're in a confrontation or an argument or whatever, you know, like fists fly when the intellect fails, or when you have no foundation, no facts in your argument, then you resort to violence. And it could be emotional violence or verbal abuse or whatever. And that's what I'm seeing over and over with a lot of these marches going on right now. And it's part of the process, but it's like when you try to use logic or fact, and you ask questions, then automatically you're the enemy, and they come up with the F you and call you a Nazi and everything else. And, you know, I've had that said to me too, and I go, are you serious? You know, are you freaking serious? I mean, this is beyond ridiculous. And so, you know, one thing too is you go around calling people Nazis and fascists, and you can't have a conversation with them, and you come at them with anger or violence, you know, you just might experience exactly what you've asked for. You know, that's what you're creating out there. So think about that. You know, a lot of times you can sit down with just about anybody and have a conversation with them, and a conversation baked on facts, and use diplomacy and just say, well, you know, there might be another side to this story, you know. So anyway, you know, and I've told people the way I see it, you know, is, you know, the left wing, the right wing, it's still the same bird. You know, one wing is just a little muddier than the other. One wing is actually a lot muddier than the other. And that bird's going to crash, you know, if it doesn't adjust, if it doesn't adapt universal law and start working according to that. So anyway, that's where we're going to. So anyway, getting back to this, what you're seeing is the chaos, the change that you're seeing is not so much a bad thing. It's all the bad things coming to the surface, if you want to do good and bad. So it's all the deception, you know, all of the lies, all of the agendas, you know, all the masks are coming down, and that's going to create chaos. And so it is going to get, you're going to experience a lot of chaos, because that's part of the shift that we're going through. And we're not talking about Adam Schiff, you know, that's another character. That, you know, we need to learn to just look at people's frequencies, look at their energy, look at their agenda, know the agenda of the global elite, see if their words fit into that agenda, and then make a decision. Because, you know, they're I'm all for making, you know, Earth great again. And I'm all for universal law, and I'm all for a council of grandmothers, and I'm all for a galactic reunion with our spiritually and technologically advanced elders, you know, especially the Star Nations. So, I mean, that's where we're going. But there's going to be a lot of cleanup on the way here. So from here to there, there's going to be some major cleanup, and that's what we're experiencing. So anyway, so you can be a part of the cleanup, and you can be, you know, you can be in front of the trash truck, you know, ending up in the dumpster, you know, or you can be the trash truck, or you can be the observer, you know, you can take all kinds of roles in this, but I like to be the educator and the observer, and, but, you know, if, you know, I have to clean up some trash, and it's in front of me, and I have to deal with it, you know, we'll deal with it, but rather not. I'd rather be the observer and the educator, and that's what I'm all about, so. So anyway, if you're going to come at me with statements and things like that, And if you have some facts that you base those statements on, I'm all ears, you know. But, you know, do your homework first. Do not get your facts from CNN, you know, the Draconian News Network or any of these other lamestream medias. You know, forget about that. You know, get some hard facts. And you know, because all you hear is that, you know, sources say, and you go, what are your sources? They don't have them. You know, and they make all these character assassinations. Say, what do you base that on? And they'll make these statements. And you say, well, you made all these statements, but what do you base that on? You know, what facts, what personal experience do you have to validate this? And you know, you just follow this down. You go, what is the source of this hatred, you know, and this againstness? And if you follow the source, you know, it goes back to a global elite agenda, basically. Follow the money. And follow who's financing all of this separation game that's going on. And you'll see it goes right back to the global elite. So, again, you can figure it out. You know, do you want to be used as a tool, just like the caravans being used as a tool, and just like all these other open borders and all these other Black Lives Matters and all these things have been used to create more race and gender wars and things like that, you know? Or are you going to look for solutions? And the solutions reside within universal law, basically. And these organizations are operating totally outside of universal law. So again, universal law is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. It's unity consciousness where we all come together and work together. And, you know, yes, there are definite problems that need to be addressed. There is abuse, you know, on many different levels. There is abuse, you know, between the races, between the genders, and there's all kinds of things going on that can be addressed, but we need to do it differently. And it's just not, you know, we have to step out of the agenda and know what the agenda is and who's sponsoring the agenda, and then you'll figure it out. You know where you want to be in this, you know. So anyway, what I'm seeing in the present administration, you know, they are moving in the right direction, although they're not perfect. There's some things that they've gone astray on, and it's up to us to hold their feet to the fire on this and be a voice when you see something, you know. And I think that's important. That's healthy. It's healthy that you have differing opinions and things like that, but it's unhealthy when you think your opinion is the only opinion and you don't do any research or go within to feel whether this is right for everyone, you know. So anyway, there are some things coming out and behind the scenes that people don't even know about. And so a lot of the cures for diseases are going to be coming out. A lot of the fuelless energy technologies are going to be coming out, as well as fuels and water technologies, both for healing and energy needs are going to come out. All these things are coming out behind the scenes, which are going to take care of a lot of these other problems. And so, you know, these are going to free up America. You know, it's going to free up other countries if they also get behind this. And it's going to heal America, both physically and in other ways as well. And so, you know, we really need to get behind this and make sure that this gets out, you know, these things get out. And there are spiritually and technologically advanced beings. The ancients call them the Star Nations. They have different words for them. They've been around forever. You know, they started the several colonies that we now call Earth, and that had to start over as primitives many times because of major cataclysms. And they're here to assist, you know, getting things back on track. So you're not alone in this process. I tell you, when you're alone is when you are filled with hate and anger. You're closed down. You are alone, you know, because you're so tied into your own program. You're not open to anything else, and you're not open to the higher consciousness, you know, the love, joy, and bliss and information we need to turn this planet around. So if you think you're being guided by the light forces when you're doing these things, little news flash, you know, you're an Archon puppet, basically. And And a lot of people are going to have a hard time, acknowledging this. But, you know, who are the archons? They actually feed on the chaos. They feed on the pain. And they feed on the, you know, all the dissension, you know, and they feed on just all the craziness, the chaos. They feed off that. They, for their world to continue, they have to continue with all the chaos. Or their world ends. You know, that's the world they live in, and they have to keep that going here. So, again, if you're not part of the solution, if you're not here to create heaven on earth, if you're not operating out of universal law, most likely you're under the influence of another network, another group. You know, you're part of the draconian grid that's been here since the days of Marduk, you know. And one thing I also wanted to cover, got a lot of feedback and a lot of misinformation out there that, concerning the Anunnaki. And we need to realize that Anunnaki just means those who came from heaven to earth, basically. And there's different descriptions of that. But there's been a lot of different Anunnaki that have come from heaven to earth. And, you know, when they talk about the sons of God and the sons of Arcturus, and they talk about the sweet energies of the Pleiades and all these things in the ancient scriptures, you know, they're talking about the different colonies that came here. So we talked a little bit of this in the last show. I wanted to bring it out again because there's a lot of misinformation. So anyway, let's go back. You know, if you are reading the ancient texts that cover a bearded god, you know, whether it be the Egyptian god, the Greek gods, the Jewish gods, you know, all of these bearded gods were what would be referred to as the Anunnaki. They're not reptilians. They're human, and we're actually part of their seed. And so they were the very first ones. They came from ancient Lyra, and very tall, very wise, very powerful. And some of them fell. And so the ones that fell have created a lot of the problems. And one of the fallen ones was Marduk, who actually created a pact with the reptilians and other archons, you might say, for total supremacy of the earth, which actually ended in his demise as well. But he wanted total supremacy even against his own people. And that is the beginning of this draconian grid that's been in place since that time. So we've been under draconian law for quite some time, and we need to realize that there are forces. And so you go back to the Anunnaki. A lot of people are telling you they're reptilians, they're this, they're demons, they're that. They're not. You know, they're very, very advanced beings. And again, some of them did fall. And so when you go into the Archons, what you're going to see is you're going to have some fallen Anunnaki in there. You're going to have some grays, some reptilians, some tall grays, which are not your highest and best good, and some serpent-type beings and a few others beings in there. And you're going to have a lot of fallen even humans in those levels. And so, you know, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with entities seen and unseen in this cleanup process. So there's a spiritual war, an interdimensional war going on, and the other planes are being cleaned up. And now we're working on the puppets and the ones being influenced on the physical. And, you know, that would be the Illuminati boys and the, you know, a lot of the politicians and the puppets, you know, of the Archons and the Illuminati. And, you know, the banksters and everything else. So that's going through a total reorganization as well right now. So this is all going through a reorganization. And those that don't shift into service, you know, to humanity and the earth, that are still in self-service, are not going to do too well in the days to come. And those who continue to play the separation game and continue with all these race card and gender wars and all these other programs, they're not going to do too well in the days to come. And if you align with them, you're going to meet the same fate. So if you align with the beast, you're going to fall with the beast, and you need to know the beast and how the beast operates and the workings of the beast and the participants, you know, within this network. to get through these times. So what we're seeing is that you're seeing this major unseen influence. There's so much non-human or inhuman activity on the earth because there's a lot of non-human influence, and there has been for thousands of years. And those non-human influences are being taken out. And the people that are taking out these non-human influences, the ones that have been terrorizing humanity, the earth, for quite some time, you know, then now you're talking about what some people would call the Galactic Federation and other groups as well. But, you know, you've got the Pleiadians, you've got the Orion Council of Light, and again, the Orions are not grays. The ancient Lyrians actually colonized throughout the Orion system as well, and they're humanoid. There are some grays and reptilians in that system, and there are great wars in that system. And so we can't say the Orion people are all negative grays, which some people actually believe. That's not true. If you look into J.J. Hurtak's stuff, he'll tell you that the light codes for the human experience began, you know, in Orion, and they've dropped down through the dimensions to become our physical vehicles we have here. So we can go on with that. But anyway, you've got, again, you've got the Pleiadians, you've got the Pleiadians actually created the colonies of Atlantis and Lemuria, or Mu. And those actually split again because of the draconian problems here and came against themselves and went under. So so basically what we're doing now is that's being cleaned up. And so again, the Pleiadian, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians, the Sirians, which are the feline beings, the Andromedans, there's a whole host of other people. And now we're getting these 9th to 13th dimensional beings that are coming in. Some of them are light warriors. It's amazing. This one group called the Jasai are now being activated. And they're like the head, the big cheese of the force, you might say, that Star Wars would talk about. You know, they're very powerful. They're being activated. And so all these different groups are being activated now, you know, between the 8th, 9th, and even up to the 13th dimension that we've experienced. And they're part of this process. So, again, resistance is futile to this process. You can't stop it. You know, all of this will unfold. And yeah, and when we go into this higher dimensional aspect of it that's coming in and cleaning up all the other non-human and non-physical beings that have been manipulating and controlling humanity for a long time and creating all the havoc here, that's being cleaned up. On the ground level, you've got, you know, what people would call the white hats, and those are people that are working very close to universal law and, you know, working to clean up, you know, the mess that's going on. When you tap into the deep state, that's the Archon network. That's the physical puppets that are part of the Archon network. And you know, by their works, you'll know them. By their fruits, you'll know them. It's pretty basic, basically. And one thing about Archons is they just can't tell the truth. And so when you see somebody lying to you over and over and over on these lamestream media networks, they're under Archon influence. You know, they're totally locked into that. And a lot of them aren't even human anymore. They've lost all resemblance of humanity. And they're just basically little robots, you know, governed by the Archons. And we're seeing that. And, you know, when you're enlightened, you look at these people and you get an instant disdain for them. An instant, you don't want to be around them, you don't want to be near them, and you'll feel who they are. So again, one of the serious problems on Earth is we've lost our inner sensitivity. We've lost our BS meters, and we've forgotten, you know, how to apply universal law to the words and actions of these people. And until we do that, and which we are going to be doing that, which some of us are doing that right now, the white hats are doing that, they're calling us out, and that's the process that we're undergoing right now. So, you know, be part of the solution. Again, you know, focus on creating heaven on earth, focus on universal law, you know, applying it in your everyday life to the best of your ability. You know, we try to do that at eSETI. We do the best we can at eSETI, but there's sometimes, you know, we fall short and we try to correct that. Nobody's perfect. But that's the deal. You know, you move in that direction. It's your intention is 99% of the law. So we've been under this other regime for so long and under the draconian grid for so long, we think it's normal. And it's not. And so to break out of that, you know, and have a strong reverence for life and honoring the sacred circle of life and operating in universal law, it's not so easy to do that. And you don't want to become a universal law Nazi either, you know. So you don't want to beat people over the head with your newfound universal law. You know, you just make suggestions like, hey, this is a better way of doing things. And have you tried this? I used to know this woman. She passed away now, and she was a minister, and she actually taught piano. And her kids would always win. You know, all the competitions, they'd come back with all the gold ribbons and everything. And I watched her one day, a piano lesson, and I said, can I just sit in on this? And I watched her. And I was blown away at how she operated. And she never told them, no, that's wrong. Don't do it that way. She'd always say, that's wonderful. Now try this. Or how about trying this way? And she would show them, and then they would try it. And it was always, you know, positive reinforcement. And she'd always have a solution, which was the thing, is that it wasn't just, no, that's wrong. It's like, well, tell me why that's wrong and give me a solution. And we just don't see that. Anyway, so, you know, we're seeing this over and over. We see people screaming and ranting and raving out there, but where's your solution? And I think there's a couple things we need to ask. One, is this based on fact? Is what you're saying true? And if it is true, what's your solution? And is that solution in alignment with universal law, which is the main character there? So, you know, the solution is not saying, F you, you're a Nazi, you're a fascist. That just doesn't work. There's no solution in there. And there's no communication in there. There's just, you know, automatic negative response. And so we need to get away from that, you know. But again, there's a lot of people that have been abused by the system. There's a lot of problems within the system that are on the way to being rectified and changed. But you know, if you're going to be part of the solution, you can't. You have to release the past and let go and start working on solutions. You just can't make more problems and think that there's going to be a solution. It just doesn't work. Never has worked, you know. So anyway, the you know, just watching this over and over, what's unfolding here as an observer, and you know, I don't have any pony in this race either. No dog in this fight. Basically, I'm just observing what's going on, and I'm using my inner sensitivity, and I'm looking for solutions, and I'm seeing the problem. And coming from that point is where I'm coming from. And my whole intention is to, you know, in service to humanity and the earth, to bring in universal law, to bring in the healing, the fuelless energy technologies, and, you know, to basically create heaven on earth. You know, that's our focus. And to end the separation game. And because of that, you know, there's a lot of flack, you know, thrown this direction. And to those people that want to instantly go into negative response mode, and, you know, what I would say to you is take a deep breath, chill out, do some research, and you'll find out everything I'm saying is true. And if it's not true, give me some facts, because my truth is adjustable. You know, my truth is not set in stone. If you've got the facts and if you've got the information and it can be validated, then you know, let's look at it. So you know, we have an open mind. And I do think that if you're anti whatever, anti-America, anti the White Hats, anti, I don't know, you can't even think of who these groups are now, the, you know, the Make America Great people, the Trumpsters, or anti, you know, stop and for a moment and just say why. And just don't spew out some program, you know, that you've been given from CNN and things like that. If you make a statement, then give us the facts that are the foundation of that statement, not just because it was said on the news and things like that. And, you know, take a long look at this stuff, you know, and just see if this is based on facts or this is just Project Mockingbird or Project Brainwash, you know, or something of that nature, because that's basically what's been going on for quite some time. So, again, we are, you know, working in a world of opposites. Nothing's really changed over the past how many thousands of years. It's the same groups and same programs, same agendas. It's been going on for 450,000 years. And finally, the good news is it's coming to a close and we're going into a whole new era. And this can't be stopped. You know, there's nothing that can stop this. And the workers and the beings and the multidimensional beings behind this event are beyond our imagination. And it's like this very source itself and all the higher dimensions are pressing hard on the earth. The earth is ascending herself, and there's a lot of beings caught in the middle that are going to have to release and let go and heal. And that's the process we're under. So, again, the earth itself is ascending. She's going to the next level. The higher dimensional beings and the source itself are in support of that process. And those who are working against that process are not frequency specific to what is going to unfold in your very near future. So, again, it's time for brutal honesty, for us to sit down and take a hard look at who we are and what we're doing. And, again, you know, I can't say this enough. You know, are you creating heaven on earth? Are you operating under universal law? You know, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Are you aligned with unity consciousness? You know, do you see the creator within all creation? Do you see the creator, you know, within the black man, despite any diversity? Do you see the creator within the yellow man, the red man? Soon.